Our Holy Gospel will be according to St. Matthew, 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And the Lord was with Joseph. That would be our foundation text. But just before we dive into the story of Joseph, I'd like to remind us of what we came through last Sunday with the book of Genesis, when we spoke or read or listened to the story of Abram, who became Abraham, and Sarai, who became Sarah. The presence of God makes all the difference. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is peace. There is liberty. There is freedom. There is grace. There is hope. In fact, when you travel back to the story of Israel, you will come to realize that when Israel left Egypt and came through the Red Sea and through the wilderness, they knew and they understood that the presence of God makes all the difference. We are told the Ark of the Covenant was with Israel. And that ark contained the presence of God. And we know when God told Abram to leave his home country and his kindred and to go to a land which God will show him, Abraham and Sarah, they obey. But if you follow the text from our last week message, you will come to realize that every step of the way that Abraham took to go, we are told he built altar to worship and invoke God's presence. So that tells us that Abraham understood what it meant to be in the presence of God. And we are told that from Shechem to the Oak of Moreh, from the hill country to Bethel and to the city of Ai, Abraham built altar to worship God. So we realize that there is something key, that is something critical about the presence of God. And like I said, in the presence of the Lord, there is hope, there is liberty. In the presence of God, there is freedom and there is redemption. As well as in the presence of God, there is security and there is fulfillment. So Abraham knew that. And Israel itself also knew that. And they took that very seriously. And then today we are told in our text today, Genesis 39, 1 through 23, that the Lord again is with Joseph. And today I tend not to give the full story of Joseph, but I'd like us to start where it all began. We are told the son of Jacob was beloved. This was the son of Rachel, Jacob's beloved wife. And he is a brother of several other brothers. And the same covenant that was built with Abraham is now flowing to Joseph. And we're told that Joseph is a young child with a big dream. A dream that the brothers heard and was jittery. To a larger extent, envious and jealous. Who is this little child that will lead us? Who is this little one that will become king of our nation? How could he? But the text reminds us that God was with Joseph. And that is the foundation that where God's presence is, there is always security. Where God's presence is, there's always fulfillment. It is only when we remain in the presence of the Lord that we find our purposes and that we are fulfilled. Abraham knew that secret. He worshiped God and obeyed God and lived in the presence of God, and God led him to the place of promise. David knew that. Moses knew that. Joshua knew that. And Paul knew that. Even Jesus knew it. Jesus constantly invoked the Father's presence. Are we constantly invoking God's presence in our life, in our daily routine? Israel knew the power in the presence of God. The difference that the power and the grace of God makes is so, so very much important that all Christians need to come to that realization that the presence of God makes all the difference. And then Joseph told his brothers, "We were in the field in my dream. We were in the field and my bundle of hay stood up and all other bundles of hay of yours and my parents fell before me." That was a big dream. That indeed was a big dream. But the text tells us that God was with Joseph. Even in the midst of this dream, God had a plan. And we know that when the presence of God is with us, it gives us what? Attraction. It makes us to shine in the midst of the crowd. It sets us apart from the rest. It guides us and gives us or leads us to our destiny. It turns our arches into beauty. It turns our pain into power. The presence of God makes all the difference. And then if I turn our hearts, it wraps our hearts into humanity, into sincerity, and even into integrity. It leads us into the place of promise. Most of you know how this story all began with Joseph. And we know that this beloved son now have given his dream to the brothers, and the brothers knew, and they begin to purport plan to hush this dream. They plan to kill him. But Reuben, who is the big brother, decided, you know what, let us not kill him. Throw him into a pit and wrap his clothes in animal's blood and tell our father that he was killed and eaten by wild animals. But church, God always has a plan. So they threw him into the pit. And like I said this morning, there are pit moments in our own lives. And there are moments when our dream is crushed. There are moments when our dreams sometimes get crushed. But in the presence of the Lord, God will turn the pit moment into a moment of blessings. We are told his dream was big. Yes, the dream was big. And the brothers now throw in a pit, thinking that all have ended, but not yet. Once the presence of God is with you, sometimes there are times when people will try to stop what you have as a dream. But I come this afternoon to remind us that God's grace will see us through to the end of the age. God's grace will see us through to God's purpose concerning our lives. And the Ishmaelite came by and saw Joseph in this pit, talking out and talking along to Egypt, and profited out of Joseph's seal. And like I said initially, God always has plans, even in our time of trials. God always has plans, even in our times of difficulties. Joseph sold to the captain of the Pharaoh's army. And then the captain gave him charge of his entire household, charge probably of his money and charge of everything in the house to Joseph's care. We are told when Joseph had stayed for a couple of days or probably month or weeks, this captain saw that Joseph carried the favor of God. And this is what he said. I can see that the Lord is with him. That is critical. I can see that the Lord is with Joseph. That's what this foreigner said. That's what this captain of Pharaoh's army in a different country saw on the life of Joseph. Can people in our society, can people at our workplaces, can people in our home see the hands of God on our lives? Can those in our community see the hands of God in what we do? Are there family members who can say, yes, I truly see that she or he served God? This captain saw that on Joseph's life. And guess what? We are told in this text that after the captain had given him charge of his household, there was nothing else in the household that the captain could ever look after unless finding food to eat. Every other thing was placed in the charge of Joseph. The only thing this captain would do was to find food to eat. That's how strong, that's how powerful integrity can take us. That's how strong and that's how powerful the presence of God can lead us, or can guide us, or can direct us. But then guess what? Whenever the grace of God is upon your life, be careful, be mindful who you engage with. Potiphar has a wife that took some interest in Joseph. Took interest lustfully on this child of God. And began to tempt him, began to insist that Joseph will have time for her privately. Oh, church, there are times when we are giving people in our charge as leaders, we should be mindful how we relate to them, how we take advantage of people. But Joseph knew that the presence of God was everywhere. He knew that God was with him. And so he decided, I will not sin against God. Because this was not merely a sin that was just behind closed doors. But this was a sin that was abusing a lady who husband have given you all charge over the household except this wife. And Joseph understood that. Joseph took that seriously. He took his role and his responsibility and the trust that was given him not for granted. And so integrity is very important when we are giving charge or when we are giving responsibility. It is better to do it as unto the Lord and not unto people. And Joseph rebuffed her. Joseph resisted her to the end. And then she said, but I got a plan. I got something for you. One afternoon when he had gone to do his work in the house, she again came and insisted that he go to bed with her. And Joseph said, no. This would not just be sin against your husband or against you or against me. It will be a sin, heinous sin against God. I will not do this. And quickly she took his cloak and ran out and announced that, oh, this Hebrew child or slave that he brought here have come to abuse us. Oh, church, sometimes good things or bad things happen to good people. Sometimes good people who try to do all that they can do in their best, sometimes they get caught up in the messes. But I come to remind you that even in the midst of messes, in the midst of our trials and our tribulation, God's presence makes all the difference. Here, Joseph knew that. like Abraham, like Joshua, like all the fathers of faith, they understood that the presence of God makes all the difference. And yeah, Joseph, like Jesus, did not try to argue, did not try to prove himself that he did not do this. He bear the penalty like Jesus would do. Willfully took our sin upon him and died even a shaming death on the cross. So like Jesus, Joseph did not argue, Joseph did not fight, but Joseph went to prison for something that he did not do, because he knew that the presence of God makes the difference. Joseph understood that. And so this afternoon, I challenge us to understand that God is with us even in the midst of our trying time. That his presence will take us to where his purpose is leading and guiding us. Joseph understood that. And then he's thrown in prison when Potiphar's wife explained to Potiphar about what Joseph did. He began, the Bible says, enraged. And threw Joseph in prison. It was like the hope or the dream and the aspiration and all the things that Joseph hoped for that was happening was squashed again and dashed. But like I said, God always up to something with us. Even the pit moment, God is there with us. God is guiding us into something. And as long as we are aware of God's presence, that will make the difference. And then we are told by the writer that Joseph in the prison, even the warden in the prison gave Joseph charge again in the prison. God is a good God, church. God is always good. God is always up to something with us as long as we acknowledge him, acknowledge his presence, understand that he's up to something. And sometimes we just need to rely on him. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Trust in his ability. Although sometimes it's difficult to do. Although sometimes it's hard when we come through tough times. When we are going through sicknesses or through trials or through difficult times, sometimes it's hard to believe that God is there. It's hard to know that God is watching. It's hard to know that God is up to something with us. But Joseph knew that. And so when the warden gave him that charge in the prison, even the warden himself said that the Lord is with him. The Lord is with him. How can the Lord be with you and then you are in prison? How can the Lord be with you when all the dream and all the hope that you have is not left just in the pit moment of the prison? But God is always up to something, church. Joseph had every reason to be angry. He had every reason to be bitter. He had every reason to be unforgiving, like many of us would do today. Sometimes when people hurt us, we just can't stand the try to forgive. We go on being hurt. Some people are hurt in 10 years, 15, 20 years. They still keep it. They still hold on to them. They still carry those hurts with them. But Joseph did not do that. Joseph did not hold it against God or against his brothers or against the warden or against Potiphar's wife. Because Joseph knew that God was with him, that God was up to something with him. And everywhere he went, he lived as though he was living unto God. He served as though he was serving unto God. And that is where we are called to be Christians. That is where we are called to be instrument of God's grace, instrument of God's love, instrument of God's mercy, even in our pit moments. Even in our trying time, we got to understand that God is with us. That God is up to something with these issues that we come through. Joseph understood that. And the Bible said the warden, everything that he placed in the charge of Joseph, he did not even worry about them because Joseph was up to the task. Joseph did not allow the trying time to kill his dream. He did not allow the test of time to diminish his value, to diminish his strength in the law. And that is where God is calling us. That is where God is guiding us. It is in the presence of God that we are fulfilled. It is in the presence of God that we are taken to the promised land. And like I said, Joseph was like Jesus. Jesus was insulted, mocked, in fight, to the point that he was killed for sin that he did not commit. Just like Joseph, Jesus bared our burden. Jesus bared our sin. Jesus took our sin on the cross, giving us new hope, giving us new life. And then Jesus went on to say, but I will be with you until the end of the age. He told the disciples, go ahead, make disciples everywhere, but I will be with you to the end of the age. Like us today, each of us here, that in our baptism, God is calling us to be agents of his salvation. God is calling each of us to be instrument of his grace, instrument of his peace to the world that is heading. That like Joseph, we will not allow the pain of this society to deaden our strength in the law, or to nourish our strength that God has given us through our salvation or through our baptism. So today, church, I come to remind us that the presence of God is very, very important for our own lives, whether at our workplaces, whether in our home or in the midst of our family, both external and internal, whether in the streets or in the places that we drive or people that we engage with. Let us show forth the grace of God that is upon us, that is given to us. Let us be like Joseph, who will not take those pain and those struggles into vain things, but serve us unto the Lord. Let everyone see that we have the grace of God upon our lives. Let everyone see that we trust God, even in the midst of our own pain, even in the midst of our own sicknesses, even in the midst of our own failures, we stay trust God. And that's my challenge to us this afternoon. The presence of God makes all the difference. When the Lord is with us, we will go through the wilderness, we'll go through the Red Sea, but in the end, we will reach the promised land. When the Lord is with us, although our dream may be huddled, although our dream may be hard sometimes, but God will see those dreams come true. Because God is always in the business of making things new, new every morning. Church, this morning as I take leave of you, it is important for us to understand and to know and to have the wisdom that God is always with us. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. And the Bible says in the time of the rapture, even Jesus would say, oh, Father, these are who you've given me. Now I turn them to you. Oh, church, let us remain in the presence of God. Let us remain in the grace of God, even in our trying time, even in our struggling time. Let us remain in the grace of God, in the presence of God, and see where the Lord is taking us. God's presence is so, so, so good for us. It do everything for us for our good. Remain in God's presence. Amen.